Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
All right, this morning we have Albie in the studio.
What's up, guys? Hello. Kia ora, talofo.
He is here to bring us some beautiful tunes. Maybe you could introduce yourself and we could get into it.
So kia ora, guys. I'm Albie. I'm a rapper, rhyme words sometimes. Mainly based out in Massey, West Auckland, but raised on the North Shore. Just kind of happy to be here.
Very cool. We're happy to have you. What's your first tune called?
I'll start you off with Home Sweet Home, the opening track of Stress and Progress of my latest project.
Rad.
So I'll get into it.
From the home of the hard knocks, what's up, boost, what's up, docs? Grew up a fat prop, now I get fat props. Tony Woodcock, Uncle Poppin' with stock. I popped a Ziploc, West Life from the room of my sister Nana. Lay off the SmackDown TV on that WWENS. But Westside adopted me, it's the Brass Face Brippler. Chop comb, mister. Leave your brains like memoirs when I pin my memoirs on a so solid love. I bumpin' eyes, godson of my mangava. Bite the apple whispers from the ngaka. You a lover, bread calling, get buckled from Fino Maka. Mara lover at the cul-de-sac, up a sack where they slang up. Living where my mama's at, unaware of haps. But don't you worry, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. Hey, this is where I lay my head, and it's home sweet home. This is all that I know, and it's all that I own. Just keep it 100, and it will get me on. And this is where I'm from. Make it L is where I'm from. Like, where you from, Toko? Like, where you from, La? Like, what you up to, Uso? Yeah, I'm doing me and mine. So it's back in 94, like, once a Warriors. Now it's 22 and it's still them Warriors. Still taking them L's like same old Warriors. This same old ish, so nothing to worry us. This grittiness is glorious. Never mistake this confidence for cockiness. Stick the rest in the esophagus. I stay true to her promises. I make lemonade with oranges. Make jewel with my performances. She even back in the shack, it was obvious. First 15, deep corrugated iron shed. Now I grip the mic with an iron fist. But never put myself in front of progress. That's tough for some to digest. Make a project about my projects where I live. Small city on a smaller island. I spell out my knowledge for a 20968. So I lay my head and it's home sweet home. This is all that I know and it's all that I own. Just keep it 100 and it will get me on. And this is where I'm from. Mickey L is where I'm from. Like, where you from, Toko? Like, where you from, La? Like, what you up to, Uso? Yeah, I'm doing me and mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yo.
Woohoo! That was
thanks,
great.
Guys.
So, was that called Home Sweet Home?
Yeah, that's yeah, it was called Home Sweet Home.
What are the lyrics about?
Well, like, I guess the first verse kind of takes you through my house, kind of really, you know, what my uncle was drinking, what was on the TV, you know, what I was up to, and then I guess with the hook, all I really wanted was to present like just kind of the what was happening in my neighborhood growing up, you know. We're in the capital of the Pacific, so, you know, we got the Tongan saying toko, the Niuean saying la, the Samoan saying uso. That's kind of where that kind of, I wanted to make an anthem where I could hear them scream it right back at me, you know, when I'm performing it.
Very cool. And that was a new song, eh? This is a new project.
Yeah, just kind of off my recent project, dropped late last year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very cool. So are your songs often inspired by your experiences and, like, your memories growing up?
I guess there's always, like, I always wanted to keep it quite grounded. I always want to bring a perspective that is down to earth and a bit more fleshed out and tangible. I think that's what I bring to the table when I write. So, yeah.
Yeah, it feels quite, like, authentic in your storytelling as well.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So would you say, do you come up with, like, melodies or kind of flows as you go, or do you come up with the lyrics first and then fit them into maybe a beat?
I usually get the beat first, and then I kind of try to find the emotion. I listen to it for however long I need, whether it be a week or whether it be an hour, and then I kind of try gauge where my emotions lie, whether I need to bring out the sadness, bring out the happiness, and kind of what's kind of been happening within my life and seeing where it kind of fits, trying to align the stars, I guess.
Yeah, very cool. So you said you have a whole crew earlier that kind of helps you put your music together.
Yeah, well, like, there's two of them. So yeah,
that's a crew to me.
Yeah, that's a crew. Shout out to Akshay and Cam who kind of helped me put out the last project.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear your next song.
All right. I'll play Outliers. This is kind of a song about being an outlier. So,
cool. Yeah. All right.
Hey. Shout out to BFM. Hey, the man of sea, man of ocean. The rap game's oyster, cut the small talk straight to the point blunt. Master of the Jedi Knights, they anoint him. Purple blaze, Mace Windu, who wield a pencil with the force, cause a riot from a standstill. From the tongue to the molars on my mandible. Hamo, Maya Angelou, and other mother lovers, they be laughable. But I'll be out, they mad at you, well that's not the attitude. Give the game your left rib and your clavicle, in return might get the loot. I'm broke, just trying to get a scoop of the protein. Only way is up, I take my whole team. OTCA to the west, it's alternative. Either way, flamed up, I'll be burning it. In the valley, definition is the ultimate. And all the way down, I'll be holding it. I know until I'm prominent. Spit this ish until I vomit it. This my ride to dominance. Till outliers are the commoners. Till outliers are the commoners. Hey, check it. Shit, this for all my outliers. Outright liars. But I'm a trooper, straight trooper. I'm finna blow like a tuba, but that depending on maneuvers. This for all my outliers, outright liars. But I'm a trooper, straight trooper. I'm finna blow up like a tuba, depending on maneuvers. Outliers, top of stairs at Myers Park. Would I light this spark? It's commonplace where the ciphers start. But see me, I never dreamed of embassies. Dropping freeze, rocking mics or writing schemes. Or any avenues of that cheese on the spot. I used to freeze. Back of the room doodles and diaries to the highest degree. I hit the brakes 360. I'm in a circle 360, dropping 48s, any 8s, and any 60s. So don't leave me on the scene, I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to see, I'm trying to chase a dream. Or any bloody thing, get it, by any means. Get your green, selling green, or writing poetry. Get yours, I stopped you in the street for a picture. I ain't trying to preach, I just listen to the lectures. So, hey, hey. Skididididda. Hey, albicious. Hey, this is for all my outliers. Hey, outright liars.
but I'm a trooper, straight trooper. I'm finna blow like a tuba, but that depending on maneuvers. This for all my outliers, outright liars. Hey, but I'm a trooper, straight trooper. I'm finna blow up like a tuba, depending on maneuvers.
What? Yo.
Yo, thank you.
That was sick again. We got a listener texting in, oh my God, this rules. So you're really doing something. That was Al B, everybody. So give the text coming in what you're thinking. 5395, everybody. Text us in 5395. Wow.
Yo.
You have quite a range in your voice. You're going up here a little bit. You're going down there. How long have you been doing music?
I've been rapping or making poetry since maybe 2016, like seriously 2016.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of, I went to an art school and kind of did poetry and then kind of steamrolled into rap. And that's kind of how I ended up here for my artist practice, I guess.
Cool. What inspired you to get into it? Was your family really supportive or the people around you and stuff?
Well, most artists, we just don't tell our family. We just don't tell them anything and just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm going to uni. What inspired me to rap? I was always a nerd. I was fascinated by kind of like the intricacies and like the entendres, the metaphors, and just kind of trying to make it mine and put my own twist to the game. I guess that's kind of all I want to do. So, yeah.
That's so cool. Mm. Well, I'm glad you're just doing it.
Yo, thank you.
That's rad. Let me think. Like, how do you choose, like, which flows you're going to do? Like, do you get voice memos from the middle of the night? Do you, like, write down, like, little messages? Does it start from poetry sometimes?
I think there's definitely moments in the middle of the night where I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I need to get down this one bar, these two bars that mean so much. I guess where I start with a verse is always trying to find an angle, kind of being like, is this been done before? Am I bringing something new to this angle, this perspective, and kind of fleshing it out in that way?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with the flows, I'm just trying to bring out the emotion, kind of like, am I getting eerily angry or am I quite sad about this? That's kind of where the flows kind of come into that.
Maybe speeding it up, slowing it down and stuff.
Yeah.
So we've been asking everybody since the COVID pandemic, has it been more like useful, like as in when there were lockdowns, were you more inspired because you were like, I have more time? Or were you like, this is terrible, I have no inspiration?
Nah, I fully see that. I guess when it first happened, I thought, yo, like, I'm going to be able to write all day. I'm going to be able to do all this. But in reality, I have had mad writer's block. Mm-hmm. I've just been sitting around singing the same two bars for the last, I don't know, whatever, so long. I guess I was expecting a big work ethic kind of rise, but it has not happened at all.
But you still release and stuff anyways.
Yeah.
But that's relatable.
Yeah.
I did not find lockdown very helpful. I like, you know, going, hanging out with people, going out in the world, and then being like, I feel inspired.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to write
100%.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think human interaction and kind of social spaces definitely help bring out the best in my, my artist practice.
And that's really cool that you're collaborating with other people. Were you always collaborating or?
Yeah. I can't make beats. So yeah, I guess I have to collaborate if I want to make music.
but you're making all the lyrics.
You're making
the flow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Are you ready to present the last tune?
Yeah. I can do the last one. Let's go. Do you want me to just get into it?
Yeah, sure. How'd you get into writing this one? Like, all your lyrics.
Well, you guys are actually playing this because you guys have been playing it for me. So, like, I want to low-key dope a live performance stuff. But this one's called Fine Dine. I guess my main motivation behind it was kind of Judith Collins' campaign in whatever the last election it was. She was just kind of talking about the talofa and that infamous moment and saying how obesity is our fault. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to make a response to that.
Cool.
However I did. Okay. All right, we'll get into it.
I got the ball, school your face, look like Bushwhack Luke. I handle the rock, playing guard at Duke. You know I got my ooze up in any issue or dispute or pursuit. So watch your mouth when you come to rebuke, or you can just fold and give me the loot. Dairy corner stove, just smoking the zoo. Coke in the pie, what we call is fine dime. Well, I guess the fuck is mine when the line hit the street sign. Price is low, but the mind is high. Pop another star up, two at a time. But the yellow dotted lines, and they say it ain't designed. But yeah. All the fault is mine. All the fault is mine. Mine, I'm just a fear poco, fresh out of on the poto. I had to get my bread and cream like bangi popo. Fresh from the also, fresh from Vimoso. Fresh off the boat, mother lover, it's then guoso. Got you tripping like a drop toe hole. I learned the ropes like a wrestler. Diamond cutter, I apply the pressure. Yes sir, but no sir. To my Uncle Tom, he came to Gawai and said to loafer. He got a new Kia and some loafers. Said it was goat fur. Told me to be the caddy. Oh, yeah, I think I'm a gopher. But he used my baby cousin as a babysitter and a chauffeur. He said he's still down for the culture. Vulture from the nest they prey. On my Nas bad knee, she prays. My mama know ain't no easy days. My mixtape on the way. Live for her on Sunday. I'll get your mortgage paid. Hopefully, like Ness said, it'll be one day. Hey. Yeah.
Yo.
Woo! Yo. That was like the perfect chill one to just send us off.
Yo.
Can you plug yourself now? Where can people find you?
My Instagram is, and my Instagram and my Twitter got the same handle. It's just at Tyro Patch Kid. You find me on the socials. I'm probably more socially awkward on there than I am in real life. So be prepared if you do follow me.
Yeah, you are quite charismatic in person. I'll give it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We got a couple texts in. We got Takes Me Back to the True School Hip Hop Show, early 2000s.
Yo, shout out to those.
Straight fire.
Yo, thanks, team. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, do you have any shows coming up?
I wish I did, but unfortunately not. I think every time I gather the energy to kind of make one, the red light and COVID kind of drains me out of it.
But that's fair enough. Soon enough.
Yeah, soon enough. Fingers crossed, you know, it will happen.
Yeah, and on all Spotify and stuff.
Yeah, all streaming services.
All right, guys, check it out. Albie, we got it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Everybody, that was our...
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.